Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, conversation with the Harmon Brothers, angel.com/Charlie, to change Hollywood together, an exciting new movie, Sound of Hope. That is Sound of Hope. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and become a member today, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
The Harmon Brothers, who are making history similar to the Wright brothers, and they do a great job. It's from Angel Studios. You guys can go to angel.com/Charlie to join the guild and to get involved there. And we have Jeff and Jordan. Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having us.
You guys are doing amazing work. Jeff, I'll start with you. Kind of give us an update and talk about the new film coming out, which is all about It's Sound of Hope, about the foster care system, this incredible story. So tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot. And it's the story of these 22 families in Texas that adopted 77 children out of the foster care system. And this story went so huge. It was on Oprah. It was all over, like, the press everywhere. And the filmmakers went and lived with that community for years to understand this story. And when my wife and I watched it for the first time months ago, we watched it. We came away and we were just...
Wait, 77?
77 yeah. Foster kids. They adopted every...
22
so
families.
You guys have a lot of kids, right?
Yes.
So we know how daunting that is.
That's daunting. I have 6 kids.
And we're at number 6 in July.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all
so
under...
So 12 between both of you guys.
Yes.
And they're all under what?
12. Yeah.
Wow.
So but you're feeling it.
Same speed you're going at.
You joined the 202 club.
That's something though, right? I don't know if it gets easier, but it's you get like a special, you know, stamp on your hand.
My mom
when
used to tell me that after number 4, you know, you just start feeling
just add more soup, water to the soup.
Yeah.
thin it down a little
but
bit.
But 2 kids
right?
under 2 is as hard as it gets. Honestly, it's
so 202 is as hard as it gets.
Yeah, very difficult.
So. It doesn't really get any harder. It's just different at that point.
Oh, that's actually comforting.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is a big transition when you go to 3 because you move from man on man to zone.
I wasn't sure if it's like really hard, if I'm just like super unequipped.
No, it's always
and the answer is both.
So it's always
the
hard.
Answer is both. That's
but,
exactly right.
But it doesn't get harder than 202.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so 72.
Yeah, 77 kids.
77, I'm sorry. Okay.
What was crazy when we saw this film, it's just it's a very moving film, but we started realizing that some of the data behind the foster system is very, very disturbing.
And, yeah.
But mm-hmm. you were saying with you and Danielle watched it. And
well, and when we watched it, we walked away and we're like, we have six kids under 12, but we were like, are we going to adopt? This movie is so powerful. Like,
and it's so, I mean, again, I watched part of it. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it with the new baby, but it's beautifully shot.
Yeah.
And it's very, very moving. It's also kind of talking a little bit about this idea of the abortion issue being part of, you know, the zeitgeist, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It ties, like, all of this ties together. For one, the abortion issue ties into this because it's adoption. It's a, you know, that's a, like, we need to adopt. There's 100,000 children in the United States that don't have homes.
They're in the foster care system.
They're in the foster care system. And there are 400,000 churches. This one little church of 22 families adopted 77. We only need one in four churches to adopt one kid and the whole problem solved.
So what? So remind me the year that this took place.
This is in the late 80s through the 90s, I believe. So they've all gotten older now and kind of see.
At the end of the movie, you see kind of where they're at.
It's a beautiful story.
Because the movie's it's not a documentary. It's a beautiful, dramatic story. But the here's some other stats. 90% of children who have been sex trafficked have come through the U.S. U.S. Child Health Services, Child Protective Services. Sorry, 90%.
So if you solve the foster system, you're solving 90% of the U.S. child sex trafficking in the United States.
That's why we feel like this is an anthology about children.
So when this happened, were the laws easier to adopt, or was it harder? Or because that's what always people say is that it's so hard to adopt. And I guess I'm just a little bit ignorant on the.
So this is another crazy. On average, we just talked to somebody just this morning that said on average it costs $35,000 to $50,000 to adopt a child.
How much does it cost? 52% of families don't even have $1,000.
Right?
Yeah. Legal costs and 52% of families do not even have enough money for $1,000 in a savings account right now.
The counter argument, though, is actually a really good one, which is it costs so much because they don't want pedophiles to adopt kids.
Yeah, I don't think it has to cost money.
No, I totally agree. I'm just saying, like, that's the whenever we try to get these laws fixed, they say you realize why we put them in the first place is because pedophiles.
So why
were adopting
are 90% of the kids being sex trafficked in the United States coming out of the system?
Well, that's the question. Apparently, something's not working.
Yeah, it costs $35,000 to $50,000, but supposedly that's to stop. And then, how much does it cost to abort a baby?
Yeah, and they'll pay for it. Your employer will pay for it. Yeah. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is a real dramatic story, and we need to own adoption as Christians and as believers.
Yes.
That this is something. I mean, adoption is Christian doctrine. We believe that we are adopted by God in the book of Romans.
It's very clear in the New Testament.
Yes, that our, you know, being born new is adoption
and
other means.
The scary thing is that culturally, we're moving so far away. Like Christians, even though it makes up the vast majority of the United States, we're moving so far away from these basic values that Christians are being attacked on how they're parenting their kids, if they're homeschooling their kids, if they're not, affirming their kids or whatever it may be. And so culturally, you're almost moving into a period where I believe it's going to be more and more difficult for Christians to adopt.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're seeing it. There's a case in Seattle right now where there's a guy who's in a fight to be able to adopt just because they don't accept his views on, I think it's on the trans issues.
Oh, so he's not. He doesn't believe in this trans zealotry. Therefore, you can't adopt a child.
There's a huge undertone surgence of people trying to prevent that.
And these are the people that we want to adopt kids the most.
Exactly, mm-hmm. They're the ones who have families and that believe in God and are trying to distill principles of the greatest privilege of having a mother and a father. Like, that is the group that should be getting all the walls broken down wherever possible to make sure they're the right family. And then getting them in and helping them that way.
And so last year, on the 4th of July, we made the world aware of the problem of child sex trafficking. This is an anthology. It's about saving kids. And if people are interested, this is a beautiful film. And if you take the 100,000 kids in the system that need homes, there's 100,000 kids without a home. There's 400,000 churches. The way we do this is you go to angel.com/hope, you buy a ticket early. So there's a June 19th is the first showing. You can go in on June 19th and you can see this movie early, 2 weeks early. And we're trying to get a whole bunch of people in to see it early because we know that when people see this movie, the word will spread.
Yes.
And then on July 3rd and July 4th and that whole week and starting July 3rd and July 4th, we are launching the movie nationwide. And if we can make a big enough sound with this movie, then we solve, like, if one in four churches did what this little tiny church did, the whole entire foster care problem is solved.
Why do you think the churches have been, is it just kind of these are the undesirable kids? I hate to be so cruel, but it's like, is that kind of the stigma that these are the kids of drug addicts and forgotten?
It's harder. It's harder when you take kids out of a system that has just been beating on them. They're just switching from home to home to home. And the church is literally, like, I feel like the church is the only system and structure in place.
Yes.
To be able to take this on. The churches can actually do this.
And so this is important. We're talking about actually adopting them, not just hosting them for
adopting
6 months.
Them.
Finding the churches that are willing, the families in there that are willing to bring a child into their home and surround
that family with support.
And resources. Because the reality is we don't know who in the United States is going to be ready and have the right resources or be emotionally ready. But let's allow the message to get out there and let the Spirit come in and touch the people who need to actually help and solve this problem.
Look, is it hard for you to go to sleep? I could tell you, I have done one thing that has changed my ability to fall asleep. Ever since I started adding Magnesium Breakthrough to my nightly routine, I've been able to quiet my mind and get the best sleep ever. Once I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough, my sleep completely changed. Now I have no problem falling asleep and waking up refreshed and energized. For me personally, Magnesium Breakthrough has helped solve my sleep problems. From winding down at the end of a stressful day, to tossing and turning, to waking up groggy, Magnesium Breakthrough has been a game changer. Unlike other magnesium supplements that might give you one or two forms of magnesium, Magnesium Breakthrough contains all seven forms of magnesium designed to help calm your mind, help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Over 75% of the population is magnesium deficient, and what most people don't know is that if they're taking a magnesium supplement, they're still deficient if you're not getting all seven forms. Don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com and type in Kirk to save 10%. Nurture your mind and body with this all-natural, full-spectrum magnesium supplement. Simply go to magbreakthrough.com. Use promo code Charlie during checkout to save 10%. Magbreakthrough.com. So there's 100,000 people in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. Is that
right?
There's
100,000 kids that don't have a home.
That don't have a home.
There's more kids that have temporary time in the foster care system where their parents are trying to work out alcoholism or, you know, something that they're struggling with. But they can get their kids back. There's over 100,000 who are basically without a home. They're homeless.
So the idea of adopting permanently takes them out of the foster system. Is that correct?
That's right.
So different than just being in like a perpetual kind of. How does that work exactly in the States?
The kids get moved around constantly. They get moved from house to house to house.
Who's hosting them? Just
foster parents.
They'll be foster parents. And depends on, you know, I have family who have, on my wife's side of the family, that have actually gone through this experience. And they had the desire to adopt a little girl that they were helping foster, and they knew the family around them. But it took so much time, energy, and resources that most people, even good families, would give up by then, where they just said, you know what, this is too complicated, this is too hard. Again, you're right that we need to create some barriers so that you're not getting the wrong people adopting kids. That's the last thing we want. But clearly the barriers that we have in place are not the right ones because the exact opposite behavior is happening. And so it's, you know, being able to find a family who actually wants to say, I want to permanently bring this person into my home and adopt them as a member of my family, that is the solution.
So this is according to Buckner, which I think is a nonprofit that deals with this. This is not a money problem. So 63% of why children go into the foster care system was because of neglect, meaning parents just, you know, don't care or whatever. Then drug abuse is the second, 34%. Mm-hmm. So the church could come in and solve this immediately. And it's just, mm-hmm. I guess they're too busy. building coffee bars or something?
No, they just need inspiration. I think that they don't realize that this is so solvable. We have a clip. I think we brought a clip of the actual movie with some explanation around it that we'd love to play. But this church in Possum Trot got together, 22 families, the Spirit worked on them, and they came together and band together as families. These aren't rich families. And they adopted 77 kids. Not just like little babies, like the teenagers and kids that have been in the foster system for a long time. And they changed so many children's lives. And
a key component of that is, to Jeff's point, is it's similar to what last year happened with child sex trafficking, and that everybody knew that that was happening, but there wasn't a fire that was lit under culture and society where they said, holy smokes, this is so pervasive and they need to do something about it. And that's the empower of entertainment. That's why entertainment molds culture into something beautiful or into something very dark. And so, you know, Angel's mission is to tell stories that amplify light. And similar to how, you know, we've heard from, you know, the child sex trafficking nonprofits around the globe reaching out to us saying, we've had way more resources poured into our organizations. We've had way more support. Events that we used to do that we'd drag people by the teeth to get there, they're being packed this whole entire year. And that was because of the momentum and power of a film changing people's hearts. And this has that same ability. I think the resources are out there. I think the people would be willing. They just need to have their heart pricked.
It's angel.com. To get your tickets to The Sound of Hope, go to angel.com/hope. I want to play this. It's cut 49. It is the trailer for the upcoming film this Independence Day weekend. And hey, those of you in Arizona, there's not a lot to do on Independence Day because it's like 119 degrees. So it's a great time to go see a movie. Go play cut 49.
I need you to know, I love you.
We're on our way, sweetie, but I need you to get somewhere safe, okay? I want you to have... Are you still there?
The film is about this small community in East Texas where a small church felt called by God to start caring for vulnerable children.
Just ordinary people looking outside of themselves, seeing the need of mankind and meeting the need.
We want the ones that don't nobody else want.
And they ended up adopting 77 of some of the most difficult to place children in the Texas child welfare system.
22 families want to adopt. The whole town wants kids now.
That's about right.
When we got involved in the adoption process, we had no clue what was going on in this adoption arena.
And I had to remove the kids because, well, you know, it's our job to keep them safe. She gave me these.
And so what's going on in the nation right now is over 400,000 kids are in the foster system, over 100,000 are waiting to be adopted. While we have over 400,000 local churches on every street corner sitting there lifting up the name of Jesus while this is happening under our nose.
But if we can't wrap our arms around the most vulnerable amongst us, then what do we have? Noise! Noise. And the children can't take the noise anymore.
And how do we as a community, not only the church, but how do we rally everyone to step in for kids because they are the future?
For us to be able to see this come to fruition, this movie of their story and what it can compel other churches and other families to step forward and do the same, what this one little community can do. Imagine if all the churches around the world did the same. Would there be any kids in the foster care system, let alone available for adoption, if the church raised families up?
Now I know what can happen. It's just not okay. And I feel like we need to show that, and I feel like we need to make it known that this is what's happening and we need to make it stop.
I just pray that something in this movie make your heart jump and you want to go out and be involved in the foster care crisis, because people like you are people who change the world. And if you feel that tugging at your heart, don't ignore it. Go after it and do something.
I think the ultimate thing that I take from this is
you're never so small that you can't make a difference. Like, it's just extraordinary to me what we can do if we decide we're gonna make things better.
I ain't never seen you so scared. Is he speaking to you? Is he speaking?
It's great stuff, guys. Angel.com/hope. Some thoughts.
When my wife and I watched this film for the first time, I couldn't stop thinking about it for at least 2 weeks. And it just sticks with you. And we turn to each other and we're like, are we going to adopt? I believe that this film can change the world. And it, you know, if we can get those 100,000 kids adopted, I mean, look at Steve Jobs was adopted. There are great world changing people inside of that group of kids. And the key is to get it out, get the movie out in a big way in the summer box office, so everybody's talking about it, so that the families who God needs to speak to, he can reach them, because stories are how you reach people's hearts.
I love it.
After Sound of Freedom, there, we met a guy on the beach in El Salvador. One of our team members did. And the guy said, I watched Sound of Freedom 11 times, and I've since started 4 orphanages.
Wow. Praise
and,
God.
Yeah. So, but this is how we reach the world, is just show up, and it will, and the people who need to be touched will be touched.
You look at the list, Steve Jobs, Angelina, I don't know if Angelina Jolie's on the list. I don't. Jamie Foxx, Nelson Mandela, people that were all adopted.
Yeah, yeah. Adopting a child can change the world.
It's amazing. Praise God. So the movie's coming out on Independence Day weekend, and yeah. We want to try to make it a really big thing. And so will this be available in theaters all across
the
country?
Yeah, it'll be available in theaters all across the country. A key piece is that people go and they show their support now by going to angel.com/hope. That signals to the theaters, hey, there's a lot of demand for this. And it signals to the world how important these type of stories are. And so don't wait until July 3rd or 4th. It's really important that you go to angel.com/hope and that you get your tickets early, because it allows us to get to more locations, larger auditoriums, bigger screens.
Yeah, right now I think we have 1,500 theaters.
And it's growing
across the country. But you really want, like, Sound of Freedom reached up to 3,000 theaters. And
so what does it take to get to that scale? An initial good weekend, is that right?
It takes pre-orders. Like, people need to go in and buy their tickets now. If this is a movie that interests you, just get on angel.com/hope, buy your tickets. They're complete. It doesn't cost anything to change the times. Like, on angel.com/hope.
You might not know your plans for the week.
You can switch your theater. You can switch your time of day. No fee changes. You can just switch around your dates later if your plans change. But right now, just go get your tickets so that the theaters can see people want to watch this movie. And then they give us bigger auditoriums and more locations, the more people that pre-order, so that the movie can have a bigger impact.
Yeah, and so the pre-orders really matter a lot. And so and you guys have multiple movies out right now, right? You have Sound of Hope. You had Cabrini, which did very, very well. You said it's one of the – are you guys Catholic?
We're not. Of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or LDS, but we love that story.
We love LDS. We have a lot of LDS here. that explains the 6 kids per family.
That you were like, they have to be Catholic, or they might be
– Or Calvinists.
Or Calvinists.
Yeah, it's one of the 3. Like, us mainline evangelicals, we usually like maybe three. No, but so you guys are – it's one of the top Catholic films of all time.
Yeah,
Cabrini, right?
It competed with, you know, Martin Scorsese's Silence. That actually beat it in the domestic box office. It was right on their par with, you know, Mark Wahlberg's Father Stu. You know, these stories, it's such a beautiful story. And then Sights in theaters right now, and it actually just – it's a smaller release, but it actually just broke a record that's never been done before. Never on a Memorial Day weekend has a movie opened up, and on the Monday of Memorial Day weekend, does it do better than its opening day?
So the word's spreading.
The word is spreading. People are loving Sight. It's getting a 98% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Near perfect score from the audience.
And that's about the Cultural Revolution.
Yep. Yeah. Dr. Ming Wang, who came over, fled communist China, becomes an eye doctor and changes the entire world through a revolutionary surgery that he created.
Millions of kids now have sight because of Dr. Ming's procedures.
It's amazing. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And so this kind of portfolio of movies is really starting to challenge Hollywood as we know it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. One of the films that's coming this Thanksgiving is the story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, called Bonhoeffer, who was a pastor, an assassin, and a spy. I mean, the guy is amazing, and his story is incredible. But the key to all these things happening is the Angel Guild, which we're going to obviously go into. But that is the catalyst that an individual can come in, and they can help us make the decisions of which films should be released, which TV shows should come out, and they can actually craft and help us mold culture in the way we want to.
Hey guys, prepare to witness a journey of resilience, courage, and redemption in Angel Studios' upcoming new film, Sight, hitting theaters May 24th. I had a chance to watch it, and it's such an extraordinary true story that captures your heart and leaves your spirit inspired. It's everything awe-inspiring that you'd expect from Angel Studios, and you can buy your tickets now at angel.com/Charlie. This film stars Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Terry Chen and follows Dr. Ming Wang's epic quest from poverty-stricken beginnings in communist China to become a pioneering eye surgeon in America. You'll watch him face the challenge of restoring the sight of a blind orphan that forces him to confront his dark past of violence and communism that he experienced in China. This Memorial Day weekend, find out if the ghosts of Dr. Wang's past shatter his sanity or propel him to accomplish the impossible for a child in need. Mark your calendars for March 24th and get your tickets today at angel.com/Charlie. That's angel.com/Charlie. Okay, I want to get into the Guild guys, and then also we'll talk about Tuttle Twins and Mike Rowe. But so tell us, what is the Guild? What is the vision of the project?
So the Guild, Angel Studios, people see these huge films. They've seen The Chosen, they've seen Sound of Freedom, they've seen Dry Bar Comedy, these massive programs. And a lot of people just see those and they go, oh, it's another studio. But it's not. Angel Guild is the beating heart of Angel Studios. It is 300,000+ people from 155 countries all coming together to decide what content gets on Angel Studios. So if you're a member of the Angel Guild, you get to pick which movies come to theaters. You get to pick Cabrini. You get to pick Sound of Freedom. You get to pick the Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot. You get to pick Sight. You get to pick Bonhoeffer.
Watching it months before everybody else.
Yes, they're getting to screen these, and then you give feedback to the filmmakers. Now imagine, for example, normally in Hollywood, there's a little group of people that are living in a bubble, sitting in boardrooms, making decisions about what films go to theaters worldwide. We believe that gatekeeper model, those gatekeepers, that's a broken model. They don't understand what the world's like. They let everybody that's around them is just like them. And so they're making decisions that don't represent what people want to see on the screen. And 80% of movies are failing because of this. So with the Angel Guild, we're taking the guild concept and saying, I'm the chief content officer of Angel Studios, and I cannot take a movie at Angel Studios unless it first passes the Angel Guild. Those 300,000 people are the gatekeeper. They get to decide what comes in. And then after they've given it the green light, then we can look at the projects. And so as a member of the Angel Guild, think of it like Legos. Instead of living in the consumption side, you're actually living on the creation side. My favorite toy was Legos growing up because you're creating stuff. And like we were saying, I have 6 kids. You have a couple of kids. What I tell my kids when they have too much screen time is what we say, our family lives on the other side of the screen. We live on the creation side of the screen. We don't live on the consumption side. And as a member of the Angel Guild, you get to live on the other side of the screen. You get to watch early cuts of movies. You get to screen them. You get to give feedback to them. The directors are taking those notes and improving the films to the point that they can get into theaters or that they can make it onto the Angel Guild. And so think of it like Legos or Minecraft, which is another game where you just create stuff. These are extremely popular games. And we believe we're taking a bet that the average person will want to join this movement to become a member of the Angel Guild, where you become a guild member at angel.com/Charlie. That's where you can become a member, and you get two free movie tickets to every single movie in theaters. So you get two movie tickets to Sight right now. That'll pay for your guild membership. Then you get two movie tickets to Sound of Hope, Story of Possum Trot, and then two to Bonhoeffer, two to Homestead coming out in December at Christmas time. And you get two movie tickets, and then you get to decide the future of entertainment. And if we get enough people, so what happens to understand why this makes movies work is because you have to look at Taylor Swift. Okay. So Taylor Swift decides to go to movie theaters with her concert last year, and she puts out a concert, and when she put tickets on sale, she sold $27 million of tickets in 24 hours. And because of that, five major studios moved off of her day. They moved out of the way. Now imagine if you get 1 million guild members, and all of those guild members have two movie tickets to the movies that they helped pick. And then you get 2 million guild members, and et cetera. Then you start Taylor Swifting. You Swift every single movie. And you end up with a floor that you can sell at least this many tickets into theaters, and then you change the conversation. And then every once in a while, a movie goes big like Sound of Freedom. It becomes a huge hit. You have medium-sized hits like Cabrini. You have smaller movies like Sight, and which is picking up right now. But you have different sizes of movies, mm-hmm. but they all have this floor of how much they bring in because of the Angel Guild. And so the Guild through this model is changing the Hollywood system.
Well, and also just in order to even be presented in front of the Guild, you have to have some sort of redemptive quality to the film. Is that right?
That's right. Our entire mission is to tell stories that amplify light. And so when people submit their projects, we have two kind of gatekeepers in the Guild. There's a gatekeeper called the Defenders, which they opt in to basically sift out anything that's just not great. And then you have the broader Guild, which is basically getting all the good stuff. And they're the ones saying, hey, this deserves to go to theaters, or this deserves to go into the Angel ecosystem. But your Guild membership not only gives you all those perks that Jeff was talking about, you get early access to the films after they're done with theaters. Mm-hmm. But you also get your membership funds the TV shows that are in Angel's ecosystem, like the Tuttle Twins and the Wing Feather Saga. Those shows, when you become a Guild member, you're saying, hey, these shows are important to us. These are important to my family. They're important to my kids. We want to keep these things going.
Yeah, so the Guild picks the winners. Then it makes them winners by showing up to the box office and giving them a minimum amount of theatrical sales. And then the Guild gets to watch them sooner when they're streaming. And we're together, we're changing culture. Like, when you have a big box office, a conversation starts around that box office.
Let's first play Cut 55. You know, it's interesting. We try to limit screen time to like 20 minutes a day. And
it's a good rule.
And I saw this. There's this. You cannot go on YouTube without, you know, typing in kids programming without Cocomelon coming up. And that it's a bunch of gay propaganda.
It is.
It really is. And I saw it immediately. I said, we're not watching that crap in our house. We don't put up with that.
But we can just build our own content.
No, that's what we're going to talk about. That. Let's play Cut. And if you think, you say, oh, Charlie, what do you mean? Let's play Cut 55. Hollywood has now infiltrated Cocomelon with content that shows a little boy dancing in a dress for his gay dad. That's Cocomelon. Play Cut 55.
Thing that we know about you, you love to get up and dance.
How about you break out those moves?
For your two biggest fans. Just be you.
Just be me?
Yep.
When you're trying to decide, think about all the things you like to do. Just be you.
Just be me.
That is awful programming. Now I want to play 57, which is about the Tuttle Twins, which is a project you guys are pioneering. Let's play Cut 57.
Is it true going to college doesn't guarantee us a good job?
Okay, no fat in this conversation. Well, I can tell you that inflation has doubled in the last 40 years, while the price of college has quadrupled.
Quadrupled? How?
Oh, just millions in government student subsidies and loans, bloated college administration costs, and a marketing campaign so powerful that millions of kids still believe without a college degree they'll be a failure.
Woof.
And at the same time, adjusting for inflation, the average salary of a graduate with a four-year degree was actually more in 1982 than it is today. Of course, there are some jobs that do require a degree. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, and other Superfund people. But those diplomas are really expensive, and there are lots of great jobs out there that don't require one at all.
So you're saying college is a waste of time?
No, I'm just saying not all knowledge comes from college, and there's lots of ways to get educated.
Tell us all about this.
So that's Mike Rowe. He's the visitor. And the Tuttle twins is these two twins who their grandma Gabby is a Cuban-American who has a time-traveling interdimensional wheelchair. And so she takes them around, like, think of it like Magic School Bus mixed with Phineas and Ferb. And she takes them around and they visit people like Mike Rowe. They visit Mother Cabrini. They visit George Washington. They visit Harriet Tubman. And they learn from all these different people about the principles that make America great. This movie, this series is on season three. This is part of season three. And if you go to angel.com/Charlie, you can watch this episode. This is the first episode of season three. And that season three is in early access right now. And you can watch the other two seasons for free, totally free. But you just go to angel.com/Charlie, and then you can watch Tuttle Twins. And these two seasons have already had over 150 million views. This series is exploding. It's growing like a weed. And it teaches kids what we want them to learn. I'm sporting the Tuttle Twins hat right now. You know, this is what I want my kids to learn. And it's really fun for adults to watch because it has adult level humor. It's not just kid humor. Like, there's two adult jokes for every kid's joke. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a family viewing it.
Yeah. So the
experience.
Kids don't get that part. But then,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
It's also important to remember, you guys also are behind The Chosen, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, The Chosen's our first original series, and it's obviously just become a massive hit. It's such a beautiful series about Christ and his apostles and what they did. But the beauty of Angel Studios' model is that this model with the Angel Guild is going to find the winners that no one else could find. His only son launches into the box office. Every major studio had rejected it.
It's a story of Abraham.
It's a story of Abraham and Isaac. And it gets top three in the box office of a $250,000 film. That film started getting everybody talking, saying, well, hold on a sec. You know, what is this whole, how did you guys even find this? It was the Angel Guild. The Angel Guild found something that no one else could recognize. And so there will be hit after hit after hit after hit of great films and TV shows that people are getting to vote on and decide on before anybody else.
Yeah, it takes the guesswork out of funding movies. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that
fair to say? It reduces risk. Like, we can't predict when a movie goes huge, mm-hmm. like Sound of Freedom, but we can feel it when it does.
Did you guys know that it was going to be that big?
No, we did not know it was going to be a $250 million movie release. We were thinking, like, we were really happy if it hit 50 million in the box office, which is kind of
4x that.
Yeah, it was 5x that. Like, it just went absolutely crazy, but we can't predict when that happens. You actually can't force that to happen. But what we can predict is the floor. The guild supports mm-hmm. movies that it deems valuable and entertaining, and they have to be excellent. They can't just be
I love that.
Just message. They have to be amazing films, which if you've seen our films, you know they're
yes,
consistently
and they're
amazing.
Beautiful. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and go to angel.com/Charlie to join the guild today. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Can't pay the IRS, haven't filed in a while, receiving threatening letters. Yeah, it's about to get even worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans just like you. You need warriors on your side. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has a brilliant strategy to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. For instance, they discovered a limited-time special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let Tax Network USA attorneys handle it. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS. They know which agents to work with and which to avoid. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 1-800-246-8-6000. That is 1-800-246-8-6000. Or visit TNUSA.com/Charlie. That is TNUSA.com/Charlie. TNUSA.com/Charlie. I want to play some more tape here to kind of just set the tone, if you will, of what we're up against. Let's do this one here. This is Queer Planet, which will be released in June. The documentary by NBC focuses on LGBTQI+, Play Cut 54.
The paparazzi really are everywhere.
Everything you were taught as a kid is wrong. You make me
wanna dance. Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded.
Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
So would that go through the guild?
They could try. The guild would be like, I mean, imagine if Peacock next does Cannibal Planet. And
oh, yeah,
they're
probably.
Just like, we can eat our own young because animals eat their own young.
My favorite comment on that YouTube video, because I watched it a few days ago, was, and now millions of people are canceling their Peacock subscriptions.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and so just, I mean, talk about how your process, by the way, that's targeting kids. Kids love nature shows.
Yeah.
This is intentional.
Mm-hmm. We have a show called Riot in the Dance that's coming out this fall. The first episode's already on Angel, which is an entire nature documentary series that praises God and glorifies God throughout it.
Wow.
It speaks to the scientific as well.
Yes, it's very scientific.
It's an incredibly smart man who narrates it, but it also glorifies God and magnifies him. And so this is one of those things where, you know, it's so funny that they have, when I thought about, when you brought up Queer Planet, I was like, man, they go find a bunch of footage of animals in nature doing things that, and then misinterpret to their lens of like, well, you know, this must be that they're queer. Not that there could be no other explanation.
No
for
other
this.
Explanation other than it's LGBTQ and plus.
Yeah.
And,
no, it's two. Actually, I keep going. I'm going to find a new one.
2S LGBTQ.
It's really something else right now. No, I got it. It's LGBTQIA2S+.
Yeah. Yeah, and 2S is one I just learned last
There's
year.
There's Two-Spirit.
Yeah, Two-Spirit. Mm-hmm. No, which is funny for people that say they don't believe in God.
Yeah, that's right.
but we do have an answer to that. The Guild has passed. It's called Riot in the Dance, and it's coming out this fall in the Guild, and it is a beautiful series.
I found it. It's LGBTQIA2S+. We should reclaim the rainbow,
yes.
Right? The rainbow is a covenant.
Well, they
God.
Changed it. They changed it. Now it's
inverting itself. It's eating itself.
Yeah, it's eating
it has
itself.
A triangle and a circle.
I feel like, so my wife's a fashion designer, and I feel like what we're seeing in the world right now is it started out with the beautiful rainbow flag, and the everybody you know that was in that world, and I appreciate my friends that are in this world, but they dress really well. They treat you really well. They could help you at the mall. Mm-hmm. And now you go to Nordstrom and some dude that's dressed as a girl comes up and is like trying to help, you know, like it's not the same as it used to be. And I feel like the way that the rainbow flag has changed, it represents
Can we put it up on screen? we have two new ones actually. There's one where there's like a purple ring and then there's like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's something else.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen the purple ring umbrella one.
Oh no, that's a new one. That's for this season.
Okay,
that's old. That's old. But that was the one that was done at the Smithsonian. That you know they had a whole celebration at the Smithsonian to unveil that one, and now they have a new one that is.
It's hard to keep up.
because the thing
it's
ever
is evolving ideology.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah, it's turned into a religion, and the interesting thing is to me is it. The evolution of losing me. I've been a very big advocate of LGBT rights, that they've been abused and they've been hit over history, and that they needed to be their rights. But there was a point where it was like, wait a second. And I think that flag perfectly represents the way the world is flipping is, oh, it was a beautiful rainbow, and now it's turned into this like weird color clashing flag.
What? That's real? Yeah,
that's the real one.
No way.
Huh?
Yeah, so that's a representation of like, oh, we were all on board with people having these rights, to now it's this propaganda machine that's like pushing a religion on everybody. It's like, do what you want in your house. Just don't teach my kids
that. That looks like something that the Babylon Bee would publish.
That's real.
That's real. Oh, my goodness.
Let's summarize it, guys. So the guild is open for people to join, angel.com/Charlie. Tell us more. Closing thoughts.
Yeah. So, I mean, the guild, like I said, if when people understand that they do have an impact on culture and they can influence it, and the way you can do that, I believe one of the single most impactful ways you can do that is through the entertainment industry and through the Angel Guild. It's going to be, to Jeff's point, we believe that the average person is going to want to participate in that, and that they're going to want to actually influence so that the world can stop living in crazy land and start living in reality and in truth. There is truth. There's absolute truth. And to pretend that there's not, it's absurdity.
Yeah, and what other movies do you guys have coming up later in the year?
We've got Sound of Hope, The Story of Possum Trot, July 4th. Get tickets to that, angel.com/hope. Then there's Bonhoeffer coming up at Thanksgiving.
Which is exciting.
Then we've got Homestead coming up. These are the ones in theaters. And then you've got Riot and the Dance, the nature documentary that glorifies God. That's coming up at the end of the year, right, Jordan?
Yep, there's a TV series. It comes out at Christmas. There's a TV series that the release date will be launched soon called Testament, which is like a modern adaptation of the Book of Acts. It's beautiful. We have the story of Helmut Humeter, which is called Truth and Conviction, coming out in May. Another TV show that's a boy and three teenage boys who stood up to Hitler during Nazi Germany and said, this is wrong. We have multiple other TV shows that haven't been announced yet, but next year is going to be a really fun year.
Wow. And long-term vision is this. You want this to become a Universal Warner Brothers competitor. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the guild, the idea is it becomes a governance system. The Disney brothers were the sons of a pastor.
They're amazing.
And they have an amazing story. And Disney has become something totally different.
That's right.
And the world is, they've left a gaping hole. And to refill that hole, we don't want to become the next gatekeepers.
Yes.
And so if we build out an angel guild where the guild makes the decisions and keeps a control. Now, I'm not going to agree with everything the guild passes, I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll have misses. But as a whole, if the angel guild comes together and there's already 300,000 of us and there's going to be millions, then we can change culture together worldwide.
I love it. Angel.com/Charlie. That is Jeff and Jordan Harmon, who are the co-founders of Angel Studios. They brought to you The Chosen. They brought you Sound of Freedom and so many other amazing movies that you have to check out. The call to action of this Independence Day weekend coming up right around the corner is to get your tickets to Sound of Hope.
That's
right.
Sound of Hope, the story of Possum.
So it's kind of a sequel to Sound of Freedom, Sound of Hope.
It's
right?
An anthology.
That's an anthology. I like that. Very good. Angel.com/Charlie. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.